Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. As always, we always have a wonderful and really interesting conversation tonight. We have one of our regulars, Miss Gloria. She's actually going to be our guest chef tonight. So, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well. Thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. She's always been kind of sitting in the back and kind of just like, I'm just kind of here and I'm going to, you know, if and when she's inspired to go ahead and interject into the conversation. So I'm really excited tonight because we're going to be talking about love and wellness and the road to health. So why don't you just kind of introduce yourself a little bit to somebody, just in case we've got people on the show tonight that haven't been familiar with you, just a little bit of background, and then we'll get into this love and wellness.
Well, I have a pretty large background. By the way, my name is Gloria, and I am physically in San Diego. And I have I started out asking, you know, why I was even here on this planet. And I started that out when I was about 9. And I started exploring humanity, if you will, and human interaction, and I was just a student and an observer of life and got involved in mainstream medicine and then kind of moved out of mainstream medicine at about the same time I started to get really curious about some of my psychic gifts, and I'd had them since I was about 9. When I first started asking those questions, and I really didn't know what was going on. And so it's been kind of an exploratory process all around. And when I started
moving in... Now, how did you know you had psychic gifts? Let's back up for a second. How did you know you had psychic gifts, Gloria?
Well, initially, I didn't think of them as psychic because I wasn't aware of what psychic was. You know, when you're 9 years old and you're running around and you see things that you don't understand, I played games a lot. I would, my mom had one of those devices that you put in the car that can alert you when a police officer has a radar gun that they're pointing to see if they can catch speeders. And there was this one place that they used to sit, and you never knew if they were going to be there or not. So I always played this game, and it was, could I sense this particular thing being there, you know, this beam of energy or this machine and police officer, could I sense them before the machine did?
Okay.
And then I also used to play with traffic lights to see if I could sense when they were going to change.
Okay.
And it's kind of a gut feeling, and so that was, I just started playing games, and then I started noticing when I was in my 30s that I would see things. Like, I was driving down a road, and I saw a police car in front of me. I swear it was there. I saw a police car in front of me with the red cherries on top, and I blinked, and it wasn't there. Well, it turns out that half a block down, there was a squad car sitting in an alley waiting for people. You know, so I started things. People would describe something across the room. There was this person who was describing a scenery, a piece of architecture, and I thought, wow, that sounds like a Frank Lloyd Wright. And while it was, what was amazing to me is that the picture that was in my mind was exactly the picture that was in the article, and I had not seen the article before. You know, so I started exploring the idea of when you have a dream and you have deja vu, and I started reading Einstein's theories of relativity and started looking at, like, his ball of yarn concept, and it was more of an exploratory thing. And
how old were you when you were reading Einstein?
I was in my 20s at that
okay.
point.
When okay.
I was the,
I'm
with
thinking
the
you're still 8 years old and you're reading Einstein. I'm like, woo, okay. She's giving Albert a run for his money.
So in grade school, I was reading psychology. I was curious about what it was in the brain that controlled mm-hmm. certain parts of the body. And mm-hmm. I ended up, the only book available to me, I grew up in the Midwest, and everything kind of trickled into the Midwest. And when you think about the 60s and 70s, they didn't have a lot of metaphysical books, nor did I even think to look for that. And so I was looking at the area because I was curious about the physical parts of the brain. And I ended up with a book that started talking about how when you look at the pictures where you see the old woman versus the young woman, and it was talking
mm-hmm.
about
oh,
the
yeah.
psychology. Right. So it was an interesting, you know, process. It was like a hit and miss, hunt and peck type of process. And when I was in my 30s, I came across this article where they had groups in the local newspaper, and I went to this person's apartment, and there were all of these people there. And I was curious because they were talking in the article, they were saying something to the effect, it's been a while now, but they were saying something to the effect of, come and learn about your energy or something. And I went, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, okay, well, here's a really diverse group of people. It was a potluck, so everybody bought something, and we were all crammed into this teeny tiny little apartment. And we're sitting on the floors with pillows, we're sitting in chairs, we're sitting on the couch, and everybody's milling about. And there were a couple of people in the room that were kind of leading the group. And this lady came over, and she looked at me, and she said, would you like a reading? And I had no idea what a reading was. And I looked at her, and I said, does it hurt? And she just laughed at me. And
you know, open
we
a book?
Up...
Or I would say, or, you know, open a book and read a page out of a book or something, yeah. Which is really
right.
kind
and
of
so
what happens anyway, you know.
Well, we ended up in this room that was kind of dark. It was a bedroom that was, you know, kind of set aside for the purposes of doing readings. And this lady proceeded to find spirits and had messages. And, you know, I kind of put it together later after the event. And it was actually an unborn child that I had that I didn't have. And had come to me and had spoken to me. And it dawned on me like the next day. So this was kind of an exploratory process, and I started getting my guides and my angels started coming in, and they were reminding me of gifts that I had. And you mm-hmm. know, the first time I connected with energy, I kind of just laid down on the floor and started to play with the energy in the air. And keeping in mind that my background had been science, this mm-hmm. was for me about finding science in faith. Because I'd always had
yeah, and I think
faith.
People
I
need
believe.
To realize that that's really what's happening with quantum physics and all the other things that are happening. There's more scientists that actually are believers in something, you know, being God than not nowadays. You know, to have an atheist scientist is getting to be more and more rare, which is wonderful.
Right, it is. It's marvelous. And they're starting to find God in science. And mine was kind of the other way around because I had learned about traditional medicine and I learned about science. But I remember when I went to church and, you know, I became committed. And it didn't feel like it was a decision. It felt like it had always been
mm-hmm.
being committed to Source and being connected to Source. I remember going out into the woods and I worked in the zoo when I was in high school, and I was more connected to the animals and the planet. I had more of an energetic connection to animals and insects and the earth, and people were kind of a byproduct. I know it may sound odd, but you know, one of my journeys has been to be able to connect to people. And
mm-hmm.
so that's been one of my missions, if you will, within the mission.
Well, you know, we all have our gifts and we all have our challenges. So there we go.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, one thing feels more, you're like you're more adept at it than something else. And I'm much more adept at talking to plants and animals and insects. And my telepathy with insects and animals, you know, having butterflies land on me, having bees, you know, it's just natural and normal. I mean, that I ended up starting to explore my gifts and to expand and expound on them when I was in my 30s, after I had moved out and I went to that meeting. And I time went by and I started to experiment with connecting with, first, like I said, with insects. I started small, and I had this beautiful golden fly that had entered into my home, and I had 10-foot ceilings, and I didn't want to grab a chair, so I grabbed one of those big Slurpee cups,
so mm-hmm.
the extra size me, super size me, and I put it up next to the wall, and it was about 4 inches below this fly, and I visualized the fly that if he would climb into the cup, that I would put my hand over the cup, and then I would take the cup. I did this as like a seeing the movie in my mind, and I was projecting it to the fly, that if he did that, then I would walk over to the door, I would take my hand off the cup, and he could fly out and be free and not die in the house. And mm-hmm. I put the cup below him. It was as high as I could reach. I still had about 4 inches. He literally climbed into the cup. I put my hand over it, took him outside. He promptly flew away as soon as I took my hand off. And I had grasshoppers climb into my hands, and, you know, he took his antenna and tasted the palm of my hand. And then later I had a bird that also did climb into my hand. Now, keeping in mind the grasshopper and the bird were injured, you know, and so I was able to provide them with an alternative. But again, just the telepathy of being able to use the movie to tell the animals what I was going to be doing, and they responded in kind. And, you know, the energy that we put out when we talk with an insect, or, you know, say, for example, people are afraid of bees or wasps or spiders. And spiders I haven't quite connected with yet, but I'm sure there will come a day. I see myself, when I first worked in the hospitals, I worked in a hospital that was called St. Francis
mm-hmm.
in Illinois. And one of the things that they had in the hospital, they had a statue of St. Francis, and they had all of the animals that would come to him. And I always thought how amazing that would be to be able to communicate, not with Dr. Doolittle. I mean, I get that, you know, that was fun, but yet you think about the ability to be able to emit to a wild animal that there is nothing to fear from you. And to see the trust that comes from that animal and from that insect, knowing that you're not going to do anything, there is such a special magic in that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fills me with amazement and wonderment. And so, you know, having an insect and an animal, that's like the purest, to me, that's like an innocent child, and that's like the purest form of trust that you
mm-hmm.
can achieve. And so it always delights me when something like that happens for me.
It's fun that's making me think, okay, so we're moving into the love and wellness with the road to health. You know, Gloria had sent me a wonderful email with just so much information. We could do a whole month on everything that you, actually probably 6 months on everything that you've given me today. But the first one that you have is the human turbine.
Right.
You want to elaborate on that a little bit, and, you know, maybe just an overview of what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, we've got about maybe 15 minutes. So maybe a quick little overview of some of the things of, like, you know, what does it really take to be walking in a right direction for our wellness, and just coming from love? Because that's, I really, when we had talked, you know, prior to the show, we were talking about love and having that be just the core of everything that really keeps us in our wellness.
Right. The reason that I put this together is that I've decided that I want to start a meetup based on all of this. And a lot of what I want to teach and the programs that I have put together and the programs that I envision that I'm still working on putting together, they have certain foundations of information. And the basic piece of information that we can embrace, if we embrace nothing else, is that the human body, being on a physical level, is comprised of material that is, as they say, filled with fluid, and you have your nerve endings, which have electrical impulses, and then you have different kinds of tissues, which create each of the individual organs. So just like you have crystals in the planet that comprise stones and different semi-precious stones, each one of those are comprised of different elements of the earth that, while they have formed in different manners, the basic primary material of each is pretty much the same. And so with our bodies, you know, each of the cells that we have, while they formed in different ways to create different organs, and they all have their own internal little clocks and their own internal little muscle memory, if for lack of a better term, that they are tasked with doing in the human body. When you break it down, a cell is comprised of different aspects. So you have your outer structure, and then you have the inner structure, and you have, at the very basic primal level, you have in each molecule that makes these cells, you have your proton, your neutron, and your electron. And when you come and when you envision the human body, and the brain and the heart are utilizing electrical energy that flows through the body, that creates our muscles to be able to move, to contract and to relax. And, you know, they go through the nerve endings. And so when you then take the water and the electrical part of the body, you as a human being are what I like to call a walking human turbine, because we can generate, we can receive electrical impulses. Now, the thing that you can use to measure some of these electrical impulses are in medicine are things like the EKG, which monitors the heart electricity. When you have the brainwave pattern, you have the EEG. And they use these things for like biofeedback so that people can relax. And the EKG is to measure the rhythm of the heart so you know whether or not it's beating correctly and how it's beating and the speed and the level and the intensity and whether or not there's arrhythmias. So there are different ways in which we can monitor the body. Now, when you look at the EEG and you think about brainwaves, when they use that for biofeedback and they use it to help people calm down, if you look at the power of the brainwave, you have four different levels. So you can modulate your own brainwaves. Well, belief patterns combined with the electrical stimulation from your thought processes can intensify the energy that comes from the body. And it's self-generated. Well, once you stop and you don't think and you just begin to feel, you can feel the electrical impulses even from the air around you, because everything is comprised of cells or molecules, I mean. So you have air, which the air molecules have electrons, neutrons, and protons. It's just a matter of being able to become sensitive enough and to take a moment. It's like when they talk about stopping to smell the roses. You take mm-hmm. a moment to become aware of the surroundings around you and that you are walking in. If air were denser, you could almost swim through it, and you would feel the kinetic energy from the friction that is caused when you come through something denser. So if you move your hand through the air and you feel the air hit your hand and you're mm-hmm. focused inside your hand, you can feel the energy inside the hand as the hand passes through the air. Well, lying down and or even sitting down and just putting your hand out, you can feel the weight of the air in your hand. And when you do that, then you can start to feel for the connectivity of the electricity in the air. And you can start to absorb the energy from the air around you. The first time I did this, I was guided by my angels to do this. And it was really interesting. I laid there for as long as I could physically sit still or lie down and stay still and focus. And when I got up, I felt like I was on caffeine overload. It was amazing. It was like I had three triple espressos, one right after another.
So how could somebody have that kind of an experience if they're wanting to, you know, just what's a basic thing that we can move into to just, you know, take some of the concepts that you've talked about with the Huben turbine?
Well, they could do what I was guided to do, and that is to lie down flat. I laid down on the ground. It was more comfortable for me than bed. But, you know, you lie down in a comfortable position. And I just put my hands out beside me, and I just focused on feeling the air on my hands. Then I started to kind of play with it. Once I could feel the energy hitting my hands, then I put my hands almost an inch apart from each other, and I started to imagine a cartoon where you have the superheroes that have powers coming out of their hands, and started mentally, because this is, when you use your imagination, you're able to amplify things. And I started seeing energy in my mind. I started seeing energy coming out of my hands. And so I started with energy coming from one hand and going to the other hand to see if that hand could feel it. And then I did it in reverse. And then I started to play with it going back and forth, kind of doing the elliptical dance, kind of flowing back and forth. And then I was curious to see how far I could move my hands apart from each other and still feel that. And then I started to play and experiment with pushing my hands apart from each other. And then I started playing with pulling, like sucking them together, you know, using the energy to suck them closer together. And you relax your arm muscles. You relax whatever component, whichever part of your body you're using, whether you're using your feet or your knees. I find the hands and the palms are supposed to be the most sensitive. So starting with the hands is a good place to start. And you can just make up your own little games with it. And then after I started doing that and I felt comfortable and confident enough, then I took one hand and started to put, say, for example, I was using my right hand, and I would have the energy flowing out of it, and I moved it over the surface without touching my arm, my left arm. I moved it over the surface of the back of the hand and up the arm, and then I did it around my knees and my feet. And, you know, my legs. And so I kind of used the hand without touching to see how my body could feel and sense the energy that I was giving off. Now, I'm going to add something really quickly here. When I talk about giving off this energy, I want you to think about, you know, when you walk into a room and somebody's been arguing before you got there and you know you can tell that there's tension in there. Even though you may not have seen them arguing, you can feel that tension. So everybody has the ability to feel this. And I like to, when you send energy out of your body from you and you're going to feel it on you, I also like to use the example of a bat with the sonar that they have where it goes out and bounces back. So with my right hand, if I'm projecting energy onto my left arm can feel it. And then at the same time, my right hand, even though it's emitting energy, like a bat with the sonar ability, the energy is going out, and yet the bat senses it coming back. So you have two sensory perceptions that can go on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that, you know, just be aware that these things are out there. I didn't have anybody to help me, you know, learn these things. And I would really like to be able to be there and to provide this so that people know what's going on. And mm-hmm. that, you know, they can explore more. I'm sure that they'll have more things than I come up with. But taking the things that I have learned over a period of 20 to 30 years and condensing it down into learning material has been my ultimate goal, to be able to connect the dots between science, which most people understand and embrace, and technology, and then moving it into the meta-science, the metaphysical. If you look on Wikipedia, metaphysical is the science of the unseen forces. And it's not so much what most people would have considered earlier on as a woo-woo process, something to be avoided. It's more about recognizing that the science that we know is based on the tangible, the things that they've been able to see and to create from tangible products, whereas meta-science is the study of the unseen forces. And it's just as important to understand and learn how to embrace and use these skill sets, because our human potential is limitless. I mean, the recent articles, or the recent show that I listened to for athletes, they were talking about how the industry for sports, that they have pretty well maxed out the ability for technology and for nutrition and things to help athletes develop their physical potential. They said that now they're going to have to start turning to the power of the mind. You know, and our human ability, unless we know about the senses that we possess and start focusing on them, we end up wasting them, because we all mm-hmm. have the ability.
Well, even think in the Olympics how, you know, a lot of the coaches would basically have them running in their minds how they wanted to perform out in the field. And a lot of the real gold medal winners have been people who, I'm thinking of Phelps and things like that. He would literally just time after time and just run these races in his head just over and over and over again. And his body basically was just effortlessly following through with what he had basically, like you said, I see it in my mind as a film, you know, I kind of preset that just like you do with the insects, so with the fly. And then basically it's, you know, the follow through with that, where actually what you think becomes, you know, what's really happening, you know, in the said reality.
Right. There are a couple of different forms of muscle memory, and one of them involves brain to body muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a rote process. So, you know, you learn things.
I think it's interesting that they're saying that that's where they're going now, because considering that, you know, we've been doing that for I don't know how many Olympic competitions, you know, it's been out there for quite a while.
Right. It's been out there, but it hasn't really embraced as a whole. You have it pops up here and there.
Mm-hmm. So, Glory, we got about 90 seconds left. Have you gotten a date that you want to kind of set up for the meetup, and where is that going to be held? It's going to be in the, I'm assuming it's going to be in the San Diego area.
Well, I've been looking at how I'm going to do this, and I don't have a particular date set up. I'd like to start doing it by next month. And
okay.
What I want to do is take all this information and put it into a form of media, so that even if people are not in the vicinity, they can still participate through conference calling and a recorded aspect of all of this information on either YouTube or Odigeo.
Okay. I just want to make an invite to everybody to go to our store. And also, there's going to be information available down underneath the show that you can go ahead and leave comments, ideas. If you are interested in getting more information from Gloria, please just go ahead and jot down a little contact information so we can go ahead and forward that on to her and let her know that you guys are interested with that. And I just think it's going to be just marvelous. And anybody wants to see the outline of all the different things that you're going to be covering, there can be I'm just seeing it maybe on a monthly basis or biweekly, depending on what works for everybody, that we can go ahead and get it out there. And maybe and just inviting everybody to subscribe as well to the Transformation-Cafe, just to keep in touch with what's going on with different programs and different, you know, guest chefs that we've got going on with Miss Gloria, for sure. So, as is, unfortunately, you know, 30 minutes is just not going to be enough time to really be covering everything. Gloria is just literally a treasure trove of information of just all these different gifts that she's, and like she said, 30 years of just, you know, learning how to work with energy in just a different way. And I really feel like, you know, God really gives us the opportunity to expand ourselves with just learning all the different ways that we can be walking through his energy and with his faith and just knowing how to be able to move through things. So I was listening to a conversation the other day about someone who was just getting sensitive to their abilities. And it's always through self-work that you do yourself when it comes to, you know, people basically with, you know, just self-help and the things that help you to move through things where you can just get rid of some of the layers of things that seem to hold us back. And once we kind of move through things and have a different sense of confidence through getting to know ourselves and through our growth, that we're able to open ourselves up to what, you know, Spirit would have us being able to be that much more of a contributor in the world. And Gloria, you certainly are a contributor. So I just wanted to really thank you for that. And I look forward to seeing where this is going to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, anybody who, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and just like anybody, again, who's interested, go ahead and leave comments. And if you feel comfortable with just any kind of contact information. So we want to thank you again for joining us. And Miss Gloria, I look forward to see where this wellness and love is going to take us. So we wish you all a wonderful evening. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.